The Gospels according to love. Chapter 19, Jesus on the Colt, April 8, 2005. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. There abided a rich man named Zacchaeus, who was chief among the publicans. He sought to see this man, Jesus, who he was, but he could not for the crowd, for he was a little in stature. Zacchaeus ran therefore and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for Jesus was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up, seeing Zacchaeus, saying, "Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide in your home." He made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. Zacchaeus stood and spoke of Jesus, saying, "Behold, Lord, half my goods I give to the poor, and if I take anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it to them fourfold." Jesus said to him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he is also a son of Abraham. The Son of Love has come to seek and to save that which is lost." As they heard these things, Jesus spoke a parable, for he was close to Jerusalem, and the people thought the kingdom of love should immediately appear. Jesus said, "A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called to him 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds, saying, 'Invest this money and put it to work until I return.' His citizens hated him, and they sent a messenger after the nobleman, saying, 'We will not have this man reign over us.' However, he received the kingdom, and upon his return he commanded the servants be called to him whom he had given the money, for he wished to know how much everyone had gained by trading. The first came, saying, 'Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. He said to him, "You are a good friend, because you have been faithful in very little. I give you authority over 10 cities. The second man came, saying, "Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. He said likewise to him, "Be you also over 5 cities. Another comes, saying, "Behold, here is your pound that I have kept laid up in a napkin. I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up that which you lay down and reap that which you do not sow." The nobleman said, "Out of your mouth I will judge you wicked servant. You knew I was an austere man, taking that which I lay not down and reaping that I did not sow. Why then did you not give the money to a bank, so that upon my return I could receive it with interest?" He commanded those that stood by, "Take him from him that pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. They said to him, "Lord, he has 10 pounds. He answered, "I say to you that to everyone who has, more shall be given. From those who have not, even that which they have shall be taken from them. Those my enemies who want not that I should rule over them, bring here, slay them before me." Jesus had spoken this. He went on before them, traveling up to Jerusalem. As he came close to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he called 2 of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village before you. Upon entering, you shall find a colt tied there, whereon yet never has anyone sat. Loose him and bring him before. Bring him here. If anyone asks you, 'Why do you loose the colt?' you shall say to them, 'Because the Lord has need of him.' The disciples went their way and found the colt just as Jesus had spoken it to them. When they were loosening the colt, the owner came saying, "Why do you loosen my colt?" The disciples answered, "The Lord has need of him." The colt was brought to Jesus, and casting their garments thereon, Jesus sat upon the colt. As Jesus went, the people spread their clothes along the way. When he came close to where the road made the descent to the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. They sang out, "Blessed is the King that comes in the name of love, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to Jesus, "Master, rebuke your disciples." Jesus answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones themselves would cry out." When Jesus came near, he beheld Jerusalem and wept over it, saying, "If you had only known what would in this your day would bring you peace, but alas, now it is hidden from your eyes. The day shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you, encompass you around, keep you in on every side, lay you even with the ground and your children with you. They shall not leave in you one stone upon the other, because you knew not the time of visitation." He went into the temple and began to cast out those that sold their goods, also the ones that bought there. He scolded them, saying, "My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a dwelling of thieves." Jesus taught daily in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the rulers of the people sought to destroy Jesus, yet they could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to every word Jesus spoke.